Was Hot Springs with Head Rush. This is Banwa Blogs podcast show number 27. Jenny May and Dave Tomo here.
Hello there, Dave Tomo here, and the outlook looks fine from up here on the hill today.
Yeah, in Oxford, England.
And I'm stuck. What I was going to say was I picked up a bit of plastic off the floor and I was air guitaring to that last band. I found a bit of plastic on the floor and I started air guitaring to it. And you can, and as Jenny said, you can like Pete Townsend your way through that song.
I didn't say that. I said that during the song. How are the listeners going to know that that's what I just said?
And how are they going to know that I picked up a bit of plastic and
but
I was air guitaring?
You just told them. You told them that.
Yeah, but usually when I say I'll do something, you say that I don't. You say, no, you're not. Like when I said I was wearing a pair of wellies, he said I wasn't.
You mean at a different show time?
In a different dimension.
In a different life.
But that was Hot Springs are good. She's got a very original voice. When you played that to me the first time, I said, she's got that. There's that voice that's the it, the X, the thing, the ding, the dong.
The X Factor. Even though they probably don't want to be called that.
I don't want to think of that square-headed man.
Simon Cowell. Anyway, Hot Springs, they are a great band. They're from Montreal, Canada. They've got a great sound. Love that song. Love it, love it, love it.
And if you want to get more familiar with that band, you can go to myspace.com/The Hot Springs.
You got it.
And we like that lot. And I'd like to hear more Canada bands. Canadian bands, even.
Yes, that'd be the way to say it.
But I haven't been there yet, but I've been near there.
Yeah, you've been near Canada.
Yep, and
you've been to Vermont and New Hampshire.
It is a gorgeous part of the world. Although I don't want to encourage mass tourism to Vermont, it's a good place to go and see. If you all go one at a time or two at a time, so you got a friend with you so someone can use the camera.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way to do it. The Green Mountain State.
So something that I've been chomping at the bit about for quite a while since we randomly came across this. They're a band called Mucho Maestro. Did I repeat that right? Is it Mucho Maestro?
Mucho
Maestro. See, where I come from, it's a different lingo, isn't it? See, we pronounce everything with a lil in it. But no, anyway, this band, when we heard them, I said, first of all, I got all bravado-y and said, I want to dedicate the rest of my life to playing this music. Go on.
Dedicate the rest of your life.
To playing this music very loud with the speakers strapped to the roof of whatever house I'm living in.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
It's going to happen.
I'm okay with that.
I might even be dressed up as Batman, but like that's another saga.
That's another dimension.
Because I don't dress up as Batman, no matter what that bloke at the end of the road said the other day, Jenny.
I'm trying to remember what you're talking about. Good. I have no idea.
See, my powers, my superpowers that she doesn't know about have worked.
Okay. Well, I remember we did go to Bournemouth that time and we saw the Batman marching band.
Oh, my God.
And Dave nearly flipped out. Actually, he did flip out.
It's like, well, Jenny will say that she dragged me away now. But Jenny dragged me away because she was scared that, like, there was people involved with the Batman Marching Band that was trying to involve, get people to come in and participate.
Yeah, I think there was a Spider-Man or a Robin or something.
Robin. There was only one Robin and there was about 20 Batmen.
And we're not joking. I mean, if Dave was saying this on his own, you would think he's lying or telling a fib, a joke, a story. But I am a witness. There was a Batman Marching Band and there was like a Robin or a Spider-Man or both, and they're trying to pull people in from the crowd.
Me, I'm there. I'm trying to get down the front. I'm picking children up and pushing them behind me. And going, and Jenny's grabbing me and pulling me away.
I was like, that's it. We're out of here. Out of here.
Happening. Let's just go for a walk. Sit on the sand, calm down, look at the sea.
And get away from the band. Marching band full of Batman.
Can you believe it? If you can, I don't know. I've looked on the internet and that, and I've tried to tap in Batman Marching Band just to see. And they play theme tunes. That's the thing. The Batman Marching Band plays theme tunes of loads of TV superhero shows.
I don't even remember. I think I was just traumatized
all
and
all
shocked.
All I remember is, if you can imagine. Burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr. They didn't play that, did they?
Yes.
I don't even remember.
Burr, no on idea. The trumpets and trombones. Burr, 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 burr.
And to this day, I still feel kind of bad
band.
That I pulled Dave away from the band.
Forget
but
about Oasis. Forget about Jimi Hendrix. It's the Batman Marching Band now, mate.
Well,
that's where it's at.
And luckily, Dave doesn't make me feel too guilty about pulling him away, because I think he does understand the reasoning.
I'll get a tingle now. I'll get a tingle thinking about it. Anyway, the Mucho Maestro.
Yeah, somehow, yeah. We have
now
to
you're
going to
get me onto
here.
Another one of my favourite subjects. Do you know what the song's called?
Before, yes, I do.
Before everything, before we say that, I want to hope that we're going to introduce this band into England, because, like, I don't know, have they? We don't know. We ain't done our own work.
They we're may bad. Have played in England before, but as far as I could see, I didn't see indication that they have. However, they could have.
Anyway, Mucho Maestro. The song is called The Monkey's on Fire. The Monkey's on Fire. There, they said it.
That's right.
Brilliant song. I love it. And I'll come down off a ceiling without that's and that was by Mucho Maestro.
Yes, and you can find them on their MySpace page at myspace.com/Mucho Maestro.
And I like to think that we might be some of the first people so far in England to have come across them.
Because they're from the Netherlands, actually, so we're not quite sure if they've played here or not, but you know, whether they can make it to the States, to England, I think everyone should know about them.
It'd be a brilliant live, because they're a three piece, both front people sing guitar, bass.
Yeah,
they're both singers
and the drummer, of course,
drummers. And if you check out some of their pictures on there, we had a quick look earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, on their actual website,
they've got a bit of a love for the macabre. That picture of the axe.
Oh, yes.
Jenny's already blanked out of her mind.
Yep, they have. They. It seems like they probably like horror films, which we do too, actually. I really love horror movies, but some of their pictures on their official website, you could see.
Yeah, it's in black and white things, but not really good gothic, photos. But not verging on goth.
No. Soft it's just goth. Really cool. It's good. And the bass player is amazing, and of course, the minute I heard him, I thought of Primus, or Les Claypool.
Yeah, definitely. They got a tune. Go to their pages and that, and check them out, because they got a tune that's a real sort of nod and a wink to Primus, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to go and see them when they come over. So let us know when you're coming to England, because I want to come and see your band play and dance.
That's right. And if they want to get in touch with us, info@bandweblogs.com. If anyone wants to get in touch, info@bandweblogs.com. And we'll be there at your beck and call.
We'll be
as,
there.
As much as we possibly can be.
And I'm going to start plopping my own trumpet, because I started, well, we've got, I'm doing interviews now, and all.
Yes.
I'm allowed to talk about doing my interviews, blowing my trumpet.
Yes.
People don't care anymore. They just want to hear me and listen to me doing my interviews.
Dave has a new interview situation going on at bandweblogs.com, and it's brilliant.
It's lovely. I sit out in the back garden in the afternoon sun, lean back on the chair with a pen perched at the corner of my mouth.
Yes.
And then I think of mind-opening questions that could challenge the hardest of musicians.
Yes.
And then I bring them back and we play around and kick them around. I give them about 20 questions. We whittle it down to about 10.
Yeah, it just depends. I mean, sometimes you look at it and it seems 15 questions might be too much, but then you look at 10 questions and it seems like maybe it's not enough. So it just depends, I think, on
a bit disappointed.
What's going on.
That you got rid of my question, because I had one really good question, and one of it is, has a colour ever altered the way you think or feel?
Well, depending on who it was that you're going to ask that question to, may have been why I thought it wasn't a good idea.
I tried it out on my mate Greg.
Yeah, and see, that's why, because the way, I don't know, he didn't know how to answer it.
No, he kept saying, purple!
And, so if you go to bandweblogs.com, there's an interviews section there, and the latest interview is Aaron Schroeder, and he's from Washington State, and that was brilliant. It was great. We played his music on the last podcast show, number 26, and he took his time out to help us out and answer questions that Dave had for him, and it was really cool.
I like Aaron Schroeder. Cheers. Oh, Aaron, mate, thanks for answering the questions, and have one of them beers you have on your porch out there.
No, it was whiskey and Coke, wasn't
whiskey
it?
Whiskey and Coke. It's funny because I asked the questions. Aaron, this is between me and you now. I'm going all personal between musicians and DJs. And I said to Aaron, asking him his favourite smoothie, stroke cocktail.
Yes.
And he don't like them. And really, I don't like cocktails and smoothies. Well, I love smoothies. Being at my age. But no, whiskey and Coke.
Yeah, he likes your drink, doesn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly. Although I limit myself on my whiskeys and Cokes, because I do sort of run around. It's like giving a kiddie.
It's like a werewolf.
It's like giving a child loads of sweets.
Night and day.
Give me whiskey and Coke.
It's not allowed anymore.
No, I goes a little bit. I get some train set out of the attic and start putting the little villages around the side of the stations and platforms and getting the trains.
Mad. So anyway, you can go to bandweblogs.com, find the interviews. We'll have more to come. And also, of course, there's the guest music blogger section where you can sign up. And if you're in a band, or if you're a musician or an artist and you want to submit information about yourself to promote your music, whatever, stories, etc., just go there, submit. It's all free. Good stuff.
So that's all good. Go there, occupy yourselves. And when you're not there, put Mucho Maestro on really loud as well, because I'm going to keep talking about them.
Yeah, they're a great band.
I remember, the Monkey's on Fire, put it out. It's a health hazard. You're going to hurt someone. If the Monkey's on Fire, it's going to be running around.
Oh, yes it will.
I told you we played that song, I'll just keep going on about Monkeys,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes, and I remember, actually, we did bring up Monkeys before on the Band Weblogs podcast show. And that was when we talked about BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, and do you know how close I come to having a pet monkey once?
What, because of BJ? I think, you know what, this is deja vu. Why did I bring it up? We're going to talk about
this. Podcast show number X1 Ding Dong Ding.
Yeah, because I don't remember what podcast show that was. But
talking
about Greg Evigan and BJ and the Bear.
Monkeys.
And monkeys.
Not Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz.
Right.
Hey, hey, variety of monkeys.
Oh, no. Then we were listening to Russell Brand's show.
He's funny,
and
isn't he?
And he was talking about monkeys just the other night.
He's picked up on my... Russell Brand, mate, I've been doing this for years, mate. I'm 43 years old now, and I'm allowed to say my age, and I'm not ashamed to stand up and say, I have been here a long time. And I had my hair pulled by monkeys in a zoo once.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I don't believe it.
They didn't used to have the big bars separating the cage so you couldn't lean forward and put your finger in. And a monkey pulled my hair. It did pull my hair at Southampton Zoo. And I washed my mouth out when I was saying the mouth.
Whoa.
Southampton.
You were in Southampton. You're a Pompey fan.
My father took me there. The same man, the same man that bought me when I lived in the middle of Portsmouth on a council estate. I was 10, 11 years old. It's the same man that bought me a Southampton FC sports bag to carry to school through the middle.
It's really hard for people aren't in the know to understand what the heck you're talking about right
anyone
now.
Anyone that understands top league soccer.
But if anyone in England who follows English football, of course.
Yeah, there's a rivalry.
They would understand everything Dave's talking about.
Jenny knows what I'm talking about, and that's all that matters to me. And I got my bag was kicked in, and I went home, and my father beat me. Because no, and I'll tell you why. Come back here. You're laughing now, but scarred me. And now I realise I don't take sports as seriously. So it taught me a lesson. I look at my father like he was. Do you remember this song, "The Boy Named Sue," Johnny Cash? In a weird parallel way, my dad did to me with that Southampton sports bag what Johnny Cash's song, "The Boy Named Sue," done there. Do you see how I spun around to a musical note? And it's Jenny, before you go over there and say no, I'm pouring out my heart here. People are getting blood in with these words. And it reminds me...
I think we should just hang it up, don't you?
We should just go straight into now. I want to talk about last November because last November we sat here and watched fireworks out of the window. And we didn't even know, right? Last November,
oh
we did.
God.
Jenny, say
you know what
you
Dave,
did.
This
Jenny,
is just out of control.
Say what you did last November.
This is
November.
The worst show we've ever
right.
done.
No, it's not.
Other than the music, the music's great. The
music rocks.
But this is the worst show we've ever done.
Right. What
I'm just going to say it. You're
okay,
saying
then.
All this gibberish.
Now then, I like to
and
ask
I'm gonna
you,
say,
Jenny
this
May,
is the worst
Jonathan,
show
on the
ever.
Line now, we'd like to ask you, Jenny, get back in the couch, lay down and tell us what were you doing last November?
Watching the fireworks.
No, but apart from watching the fireworks, Jenny, no, relax.
What is that voice?
I'm a psychiatrist. I've come on here. No, listen to me, Jenny. What was you doing last November around the time of about the 4th? Let's forget about the fireworks. They were nice.
Yeah.
What were you doing on the 4th of November?
No idea.
Were you out walking in green pastures? Did you go to Rose Lane?
Possibly.
What does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good.
And that's what we want to portray. We want to animate... Emanate. Anyway.
Emulate.
He's gone. Who was that? What was that all about? There's a geezer giving you all that. He said she was out on a couch. She was laying down. She had her palm over her head.
Oh
and this geezer
God.
Was giving her
You're
loads of this.
You're losing it.
All
nobody.
I was saying, I'll start
this is
off.
Terrible. This is the worst show. And I really,
no, listen,
I would
mate,
like to say,
I'll tell
I hope
you
no
what.
One's listening. But because of the great music on the show, I want people to listen. But at the same time, I don't.
Yeah. All I was doing was trying to introduce last November.
Yeah.
What happened
then?
You went off on a tangent. This bloke came in, sat down and started trying to be your trick cyclist.
What? To hypnotize me and try to remember where I was on November the 4th.
Yeah.
For some reason.
And you said you was walking in.
I didn't say it.
He
you
told
did.
You. He said to you, this is how they work, see? See straight through this nonsense. They're trying to put words into your head. This is why people think they've seen aliens. It's the people. This, and I've read books on this. They tell them that in their subconscious when they go under, they give them words that make them think that they've been abducted.
So how does this relate to...
last November.
Yeah, last November.
Well, I know in my heart that last November probably have a slight interest in the outer world, what's going on outside.
That could be possible.
And the other thing is, right, they write songs about... Now, the thing is, right, now I want to go on because the thing is, there's a story in this song.
Yeah, but before you go on, I want to know what I was doing November 4th last
November
year.
November the 4th, we went outside. We went down the road. We walked.
Anyway, you know what? I don't mind. Right. I don't need to know.
All I know is last November as...
Not the 4th of November, not Rosalie.
Days to remember the 4th of November and follow.
So you were saying about the songwriting and, you know, the song that we're going to play called they've Sniper,
done
by the way.
This thing is, you see, they've done a clever thing. What they've done is they've got a song and the video, you've got to go to their video. Go to YouTube and just tap in, if you go to YouTube.
YouTube.com.
Go on, carry on. I'm typing. What's that?
Yeah, YouTube. Just YouTube.com.
Is that it? You didn't say send.
Yeah, enter.
Enter. Right, now I've got YouTube. And you tap in last November.
Sniper.
There you go, and it'll come up in this picture. Watch their video, it's really good. It's the singer's looks like he should be on TV doing something.
Well, he is. He's on YouTube.
He's on YouTube. We're all on YouTube. Everybody's on YouTube. If you ain't on YouTube, get on there.
And here we are, all the way over across the pond in England, watching them. And they're from Atlanta, Georgia. So
it
there you go.
It scares me sometimes. I have to put a rug round and I shiver when I think about how far we've come technologically.
Yes, and you can also find out more about Last November on their website, myspace.com/Last November. And so we're going to close out Bandwell Box podcast show with Last November and their song, Sniper.
Sniper in the window, his sights are set on me. I'm sure he'll hit the target. I've never been that lucky. Oh, will you come to my funeral? Put flowers on my grave. And if this doesn't kill me, will you make